my wife and I started talking about having kids. And we had this idea that if we had a girl, we'd like to name her Shekinah. Shekinah literally means in the Hebrew, God's glory, the glory of God. And we thought it was an awesome name for a little girl. Mind you, this is the singular fear I have in life, is to have a kid and to mess it up like my dad did. So lo and behold, my wife gets pregnant and the kid's on the way, and I'm wrestling through excitement as well as what if I mess up. Fast forward to the day Shekinah arrives. She's born, she's 5 minutes old. I'm madly in love with my little girl and thinking about all the possibilities for her while wrestling through these internal insecurities because of, you know, my fatherhood experience growing up. And my mother pulls me to the side and she says, "Do you have any idea what today is?" I said, "No." She said, "Today is your father's birthday." I never knew my dad's birthday till the day my first kid was born. My daughter was literally born on the day of my dad. That is the root of my biggest fears of fatherhood. And it's just a way of God speaking from eternity, speaking from heaven and saying, "Hey, this area of your life that you're the most fearful of, I got that too. I got that too." I had to reconcile my thoughts from thinking that I was doomed to fail like my dad did, to realizing that I had a God who could help me succeed when nobody else could. And it was a blessing. And my daughter was born on 7/7. Seven's the biblical number of completion. You can't plan that stuff. She came 2 weeks early. God is good. And for you, all those fears you have, all those things going on, can I make it? The answer is yes, you can. Because with God, all things are possible. I'm living proof.
It was right then and there that I experienced Christ in my life. I had been trying to fill the void and numb the pain with all these other things, but now I had Jesus inside of me. I had the healer with me and inside of me. I didn't need any of that other stuff. I didn't need the partying or those other things that were band-aids. I had God. I experienced the mighty power of Jesus Christ and how he could transform your life. I experienced that.
Life can be hard. Jesus cares. Go to mxtv.org/chat and chat or text with someone who understands.
All of these things going on with my dad and wondering if I was going to be able to be who I needed to be and trying to reconcile what I thought I was doomed to, failing at fatherhood and all that, to seeing that God had a plan for me winning at this. It reminds me and it brings to mind Philippians 1:6, where it says, "He who began a good work in you is able to bring it to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." That God has this plan that he's going to work out and he's going to finish all these good things he started if you let him, and bring it all the way through the finish line. And it's going to take time and it's going to be a process, but he's going to do it because it's a promise. And I think my life just shows that God isn't done with us even when we think we can't make it on our own. He's been faithful and he'll be faithful to you. Maybe you've had this pain in your life. Maybe you've had this hole, this void where you're wondering, am I even worth it? What's the point of me being here if nobody cares? Or if I've been abandoned, or if I've been through what I've been through? Trust me, I get it. Like, I know it is a real pain. It's nothing anybody can play with. But I want to say this, whether you get reconciled to your parents in this life or whoever hurt you or did you wrong, whether that happens or not, the promise is true for me and for you that there's a God, a Father, the Father in heaven, who worked hard to be reconciled to you because you are worth it. You are valuable. There's nobody that's ever going to be here like you. You are the only you that God ever made, and that makes you priceless.
We all feel alone sometimes, but if you're really feeling it right now and it's really getting you down, We're here for you. This is why we're doing this, is so we can talk to you. I encourage you to go to this link and talk to somebody that will let you know that you're not alone and that God is always with you, no matter what.
Life can be hard. Jesus cares. Go to mxtv.org/chat and chat or text with someone who understands.
Hey, listen, man, if you ever want to talk or connect, I'd love to do that. I'm here for you. It'd be great to holler at you and hear how you're doing. Find me on social media. My name is Legend. It's spelled L-E-G-I-N. I'd love to connect.